Hello, my imaginary friends, S12N here. I got a couple of things to reply to Gwenllian about from... she left some comments on my last boo, some queries. I need to answer those. So I thought I'd do that quickly. Minecraft. You're right, Minecraft is a very visual game. I'm not aware of any particular games where you're building things, but in a more of an audio environment. Other than, you know, being a musician, of course, there are lots of there are lots of fun games, aren't there, that where you can create music. You know, regardless of your skill level, there's lots of sort of things for doing audio, playing with audio stuff. The sort of adventure games that you mentioned are a great sense. I understand is great source of enjoyment for many people, blind and fully sighted and deaf people as well. It's all good stuff. The question about the difference between a motorway and a dual carriageway. The difference is really the restrictions that are placed on which vehicles can join each of those roads. So a motorway is the sort of the highest, sort of fastest type of road in the UK, in that there are no roundabouts on a motorway to force you to stop and negotiate traffic. All the roundabouts that form junctions for motorways are off the road, they're underneath the road usually. Sometimes they're above the road, but there are no roundabouts actually on the motorway itself, so you can just continue past each junction without slowing down, unless of course somebody drives out in front of you. Whereas a dual carriageway, although the speed limit of a dual carriageway is the same as a motorway for a normal car, 70 miles an hour, there certainly are there's usually junctions and roundabouts and things like that, which means that you can't carry on at a constant 70 miles an hour. Motorways also have a hard shoulder, so there's a safe sort of lane on the left hand side where you can, if you break down, you can stop without impeding the traffic, whereas on a dual carriageway there tend to be no hard shoulder, so if you do stop you might be able to go and drive onto some grass or something. There's a chance that you actually will still be blocking the road slightly. Dual carriageways also can have residential entrances to people's properties and things like that on them, whereas on a motorway they're not there, they're not possible, they're not allowed. In terms of the vehicles that are allowed on motorways, there's a restriction there. So, for instance, learner drivers with a provisional licence aren't allowed on the motorway, but they can go on dual carriageways. Similarly, bicycles, normal human-powered bicycles are not allowed on motorways. There are restrictions around what vehicles are allowed onto motorways. I think in North America... They have different names for these things, and so it may well be the difference between a highway and a freeway. It may well be that's the difference. You can look it up on Wikipedia, but I'm sure there are probably subtle differences which I'd be very interested to hear about, actually. And they have... I was looking a little bit this morning, and they mentioned interstates as well. I'd be interested to know what sort of road types you're exposed to when can. If you care to do a boom reply, telling me about what sort of roads you're familiar with, that would be much appreciated. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.